This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More reactions as North Korea grabbed the attention of the United States, Japan, South Korea, and U.S. President Trump with more short-range missile launches early Saturday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
South Korea's military says North Korea launched several short-range missiles into the ocean off its eastern coast early Saturday. The missiles flew about 125 miles. Seoul says it's very concerned about the launches, calling them a violation of last year's inter-Korean agreements to reduce tensions between the countries. Japan's defense ministry says the missiles did not pose any immediate risk to the country, though the launch did prompt a phone call between Japan's foreign minister and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. South Korea is urging the North to halt acts that would raise military tensions and join efforts to resume nuclear negotiations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As many as 50 Islamic State fighters were killed Saturday after coalition airstrikes in the eastern province. The defense ministry said the overnight airstrikes were carried out in coordination with Afghan ground forces, and they struck IS training centers in the troubled Chapadara district of Kunar province. It asserted foreigners, including Uzbeks and Pakistanis, are among the slain militants. Meanwhile, American and Taliban negotiators resumed peace talks Saturday in the Qatari capital of Doha after a one-day break, although neither side has reported whether the discussions are making any headway. Militants fired a barrage of rockets Saturday from the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip and to southern Israel. Israel retaliated with airstrikes from Israeli aircraft, killing one Palestinian. Israel said at least 90 rockets were lobbed into Israeli territory and that dozens were intercepted by Israel's air defense systems. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says that he thought more troops would turn against President Nicolas Maduro during Tuesday's attempt to oust the embattled leader. In an interview with the Washington Post, Guaido said he expected Maduro to step down following a major defection of members of the military, but as Maduro and Guaido were vying for military support, there were no mass breakaways in the ranks. Meanwhile, Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reports that some of the protesters injured during Venezuela's power struggle between Guaido and Maduro continued.
For Luis Alejandro, it was too late to run as a National Guard vehicle slammed into protesters in Caracas earlier this week. The dramatic moment, captured by a Reuters photographer, marked a boiling point for the political crisis in Venezuela.
At the time the vehicle passed over me, I remember the darkness. I didn't see anything. It was all dark. The only thing I thought of was that I was alive.
Now, with abrasions, first-degree burns, 7 stitches on his head and an injured ankle, doctors say Alejandro is expected to make a full recovery.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. U.S. President Trump tweeted about the benefits of having a strong alliance with Russia a day after he had what he described as a very positive phone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And the conversation, which exceeded an hour, Mr. Trump said Venezuela was among the issues he discussed with Putin. Tension has grown in recent days between Washington and Moscow over the increasingly destabilizing events in Caracas. The Trump administration has accused the Russians of preventing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from giving up power and leaving the country. A weakened cyclone Fani struck Bangladesh Saturday after leaving a trail of destruction Friday in India's eastern Odisha state. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda tells us that there were casualties, but it could have been worse.
Cyclone Fani has left flooding and damage across parts of India and Bangladesh, but the evacuation of over 2 million people in those countries appears to have helped avoid a worst-case scenario. Fani killed at least 12 people when it made landfall on Friday in eastern India with winds of over 200 miles per hour. It was later downgraded to a depression as it moved inland towards Bangladesh.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.